Billy and Eric, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
You guys are touring the world since years, and you are known for your intense stage shows. So I imagine a lot of crazy things happened on the road. Is there a story that comes to your mind immediately?
Yes.
Quite a few.
There's many. We were just talking about the other day, we were coming down from the north, from Canada. And I don't know Celsius, but it was 20 below in Fahrenheit, which means absolute ice. And they closed the road when we were on it, so we couldn't get off of it. And we had made it too far to go back, and our only option was to go forward. And there were all these trucks, like lorries, sideways, and you know, had accidents, and we were just driving, and there was nothing we could do. We had to drive and get to, I think, like around Detroit.
Yeah, area. I think it was Ann Arbor.
And we got to the gas station, and we looked at our trailer, and the wheel was broken off. So
the trailer was like sliding behind us, almost so like.
The tire had broken, and so we were driving literally missing a tire.
Also das ist schon eine ziemlich heftige Geschichte, die sie da erlebt haben. Das war im Norden von Kanada, da war plötzlich so viel Eis und Schnee und deswegen waren sie auf einer Straße unterwegs, die in dem Moment, wo sie sie befahren haben, noch befahren werden konnte, aber dann währenddessen wurde das Wetter immer schlechter und die Straße wurde gesperrt und sie waren auf einer Straße, da konnten sie nicht mehr weg, sie konnten einfach nur noch geradeaus weiterfahren, denn irgendwie mussten sie ja vorankommen. Sie sahen eine Menge anderer Autos, auch Trucks, die irgendwie alle schon Unfälle hatten, nicht mehr vorangekommen sind und ihr einziger Weg war immer geradeaus, immer geradeaus, immer geradeaus. Ja, und bei ihrem Anhänger haben sie auch gesehen, dass ein Reifen schon fehlte, aber auf dem Eis konnte man natürlich dann auch gut rutschen, sozusagen.
A lot of wheel issues.
Yeah. You're a lot on stage, playing live, getting your music out there. Which role does the stage play in your lives?
That's a good question.
I have a lot to say about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds a bit abstract or maybe insincere, but it's kind of the flipped. It's the other way around. Like our life is our stage. So because we try everything we can do to separate and to break down the walls between the stage and the audience and the stage and our lives and our emotions and our feelings of what we're having in the day to day and then our emotions and feelings of what's happening on stage. So. You'll see, if you come to a show, you'll see a lot of humor, you'll see a lot of banter, you'll see moments of intensity and where we're very serious. And it's very. And if you hang out with us for a day or 2 days, you'll see the same thing. We'll be laughing, we'll be joking, we'll be serious, we'll go through all those things. So really, we tried to for there to be no separation.
You try to be the same persons on stage as well as not on stage, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, well, I've just found that in life, the harder you try to just be yourself, the more genuine you are. And the kind of music we make and the kind of art that we make is we're trying to express something that's not created in a factory. It's actually just a representation of who we are.
Also es geht vor allem um Authentizität, hat Eric gerade eben gesagt. Also wir müssen aufpassen, dass sie auf der Bühne genauso agieren wie im normalen Leben und dass da nicht plötzlich ein großer Unterschied entsteht. Und wenn man darauf aufpasst, dann ist das mit der Bühne auch gut zu machen, ganz, ganz kurz zusammengefasst. A lot of your concerts are sold out. The audiences love your shows. What is your secret recipe that makes a concert a good concert?
I think connecting. And I think what Eric was saying earlier is that we believe, a lot of our belief is that you can connect. Some nights, intensity doesn't work. Some nights, ballads don't work. Some nights, humor works. Some nights, humor doesn't work and sweat works. Sometimes, anger works. Sometimes, being philosophical works. And I think that how our band really approaches it is we're going to break down that wall. And it's just going to take us a few songs to figure out how to do it. And I don't think there's a wall that we can't break down.
Also das Stichwort ist Verbindung, hat Billy gerade gesagt. Also man muss immer die unterschiedlichen Bedürfnisse sozusagen miteinander verbinden. Also es gibt Tage, da funktioniert es auf der Bühne großen Humor zu zeigen, weil einfach die Stimmung ist gerade so und es passt gerade ganz gut. Es gibt Tage, da ist es besser nachdenklich zu sein und es gibt Tage, da ist es besser auch mal verärgert zu sein. Und es kommt immer darauf an zu erkennen, wann welches Momentum gerade besser passt und dafür dann auch für alles quasi quasi bereit zu sein und da eine Verbindung sozusagen herzustellen. Die New Yorker Band Augustins zu Gast bei Detektor FM. Wir werden gleich noch weitersprechen, aber vorher haben wir natürlich einen Song aus eurem aktuellen Album und zwar Cruel City. We're gonna listen to Cruel City now. What's the story behind this song?
I think the lyrics are talking about a little bit about capitalism and it's a city that is not ashamed of its capitalism. And I'm from a small town, and when I moved to that city, I'd never felt class before. But there's classes there. There's a class system, and unfortunately, it rewards people with money. And it didn't always used to be that way. It used to reward thoughts and ideas. And it sometimes I feel like it's changed a lot, and I feel like artists are having a difficult time there.
Cruel City, eine Stadt, die vor allem den Kapitalismus frönt. Die Leute sind in Klassen eingeteilt und man merkt das dort sehr, sehr genau. Deswegen auch diese grausame Stadt sozusagen, ist ja die direkte Übersetzung von Cruel City. Und wir hören das jetzt. Augustins und Cruel City. Cruel City von den Augustins. Die drei sind zu Gast im Detektor FM Studio. In über 23 Ländern sind sie in den vergangenen Jahren aufgetreten, auf Bühnen. You traveled a lot in the last years. Eric, you even lived in Ghana for 6 months. How did the different countries and cultures influence your music?
You know, we've been traveling this continent and we've been traveling a lot in North America with the band. Like you said, I lived in Ghana for a while. Billy went to Kenya recently when he was writing this record. So all of those experiences, we collect them, carry them with us, and they become like a big pot of stew when it comes time to write and to express or figure something out that we need to say. For me, being in Ghana was the first time that I had stepped outside of my world, and I grew up in the suburbs of New York. I grew up in a very generic suburban home, you know. So I had experiences and I lived a good life, or I lived before that. But when I went to Ghana for the first time, it was the first real challenge that I had thrown into my life as far as traveling. And it kind of changed the way I look at the world. They say when you're dealing with culture shock, it's not so much when you go to a place, but when you return home. So when I came home after 6 months, and I had lived all throughout the country, I lived in the cities and I lived in the villages. For a while I was living in a town that had no electricity, sleeping on a mud roof for a month. And when I came back to America and saw the capitalism and saw my friends' obsessions with video games and with televisions, I simply couldn't relate anymore. So that affected everything. You know, at that point, I had to go out and find a new inspiration and a new mode, like something that could motivate me in a different way.
Sehr interessant, der Kulturschock, der wirkt, sagt Eric, in der Regel erst im Nachhinein, wenn man zurück ist. Und er ist aufgewachsen in den Vororten von New York, brauchte dann irgendwann mal etwas anderes, ist dann nach Ghana gegangen für ein halbes Jahr und hat dort festgestellt, ja, es war ein ganz anderes Leben. Unter anderem hat er einen Monat in einer Stadt gelebt, wo es keinen Strom gab. Und das hat hingehauen und dann nach den 6 Monaten ist er wieder zurück in die USA und hat festgestellt, Mensch, das ist ja irgendwie ganz was anderes und in den USA alle mit ihren Videospielen und so weiter abhängig von Strom und das verändert natürlich das Leben ungemein, so eine Erfahrung. So you're actually from the US, but seldom at home since you're touring so much. Billy, you even got no permanent home and live out of your suitcase. Why so restless?
I've always been that way. I was realizing, I think New York's, I've lived in New York for a third of my life. It's the longest time I've ever lived anywhere. There's a lot to see. There's just a lot to see. And it's difficult to return. For instance, I went to Puerto Rico. It's in a small island in the Caribbean. And I went back to Puerto Rico and I felt bad because I thought, well, I have to see Cuba. I have to see, there's so much to see. And like, I went back to the same place twice. I, you know? And like, I'd love to see the Seychelles or Melanesia. And it's hard. It's hard because I want to just keep exploring. I'd like to be a father someday, and I don't think I would want to have any regrets that there's anything that I didn't do.
Da hat er was erwähnt, was ich auf meinen Touren manchmal auch schon erlebt habe, denn einfach er hat festgestellt, ja, es ist schön, an einen bestimmten Ort zu fahren und das ist eine schöne Erfahrung dort, aber beim zweiten Mal funktioniert es einfach nicht mehr so. Und da denkt man sich, es gibt auch noch andere Orte, wo ich gerne hinreisen möchte. Und insofern ist er immer der Meinung, es muss immer weitergehen, woanders hin. What are your plans for the future, Billy? Will you finally get a flat somewhere?
I think right now it feels really nice to spend time, just spend time. But I think a lot of this is kind of a hangover from New York. When I really think about it, Eric and I played for a decade with, I mean, I'm not proud of this, but when Eric got married, he had to buy, you know, was it you that bought me a suit or was that Martha? Did you buy us a suit?
Yeah.
Eric bought me a suit for his wedding. That's how poor we were. I don't think people really realize that, and we're never really having enough money to do anything for a decade of your life when everyone's out on holiday and they've lived a good life and gone to a good school and did the right thing like they were supposed to do, and I've taken this strange path to be an artist, and unfortunately I committed to being very poor. So as long as I have a chance to make up for that time, I'm going to.
Are you planning the next album, or do we have to wait 3 years again?
We are. We're working on it right now. We're all writing. All the boys are writing now.
Also, das nächste Album von den Augustines, es ist schon in der Mache, sozusagen. One last very important question, Billy. Did you already eat a Schnitzel since you are here in Germany? We heard you loved it. Huh?
I love the schnitzels. They're good. Yeah. I had a bite of our trumpet player. Our trumpet player's name, John Panos. He's a Greek-American. And I've been telling him about schnitzel. And we went to a Duna place, and they had like a frozen schnitzel. And he's like, schnitzel. And he ordered it. And frozen he just threw schnitzel. It in the fryer. I'm like, no. He's like, oh, it's like a cheesesteak or something.
He's very East Coast American.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Ja, die typische Erfahrung, man muss aufpassen, wo man genau, nicht immer ist Schnitzel gleich Schnitzel sozusagen. Das hat die gerade dargestellte Geschichte gezeigt. Die Augustines, seit 3 Jahren touren sie durch die Welt. Sie sind bekannt für ihre langen und auch legendären Live-Shows, über die wir gerade eben gesprochen haben. Wer sich das nicht entgehen lassen will, der kann heute Abend ins Täubchental hier in Leipzig gehen. Sonst sind die Augustines noch in Deutschland morgen in Berlin zu sehen. Und die genauen Tourdaten, die gibt es auf detektor.fm, also auf unserer Internetseite. Thank you for coming and have a great show tonight. And one important last thing, we are going to listen to one more song from you now, and this time you pick one. Which one and why?
I think Weary Eyes.
Why?
Because we spent a lot of money on a radio edit, and I really want to make it digestible for the public. Apparently some of our songs are a little long.
Wir hören Weary Eyes vor den Augustins, weil sie sich da richtig reingehauen haben, um auch eine gute Radioversion hinzubekommen, ist ja immer eine Herausforderung für Bands. Thank you very much for being here and have a lot of fun and success.
It's wonderful, man. Thank you. It's good to be here.